From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Harshon Ratanpal. The Missouri Senate has passed a bill that would stop state money from going to the affiliates of facilities that provide abortions. Members of the Senate voted 23-10 early this morning to pass the House bill out of the chamber, with all Senate Democrats voting no. This means that Planned Parenthood clinics in Missouri, which don't provide abortions but do provide access to other reproductive health care, would not receive public funds, including Medicaid reimbursements. Republican Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman says if the Planned Parenthood clinics in the state wanted to receive state dollars, they could drop their affiliation.
If they wanted to continue to provide a wide array of care that is reimbursable under the Medicaid statutes, all they'd have to do is disaffiliate with Planned Parenthood.
Because the Senate made changes to the legislation, it now goes back to the House. The City of Columbia's Public Works Department is working to make areas of the city more accessible by repairing some of its sidewalks. The city has been updating its ADA sidewalk transition plan every year since 2018, and projects are currently in the works on streets like Vandiver Drive, Grindstone Parkway, and Ash Street. Allison Anderson is the engineering manager of the Columbia Public Works Department.
Well, there's people in wheelchairs that will use the bike lane, you know, because there isn't sidewalks. So it's just a place for someone with like a wheelchair, so they don't have to go into the street. They'll be able to use the sidewalk to get to where they want to go.
The sidewalk improvements include repairing curb ramps and filling in sidewalk gaps in areas that don't have them. Anderson says the sidewalk improvements are also an effort to make Columbia more walkable and bikeable. A Missouri man was executed yesterday for killing his cousin and her husband in 2006. KBIA's Lane Sobolskis has more.
Brian Dorsey, aged 52, was pronounced dead at 6:11 p.m. after an injection of the sedative pentobarbital at the state prison in Bon Terre, according to the Missouri Department of Corrections. It's the first execution in Missouri this year, after four executions in the state last year. Dorsey's lawyers argued he was rehabilitated in prison and that his public defenders had a conflict of interest because they were paid a flat rate to represent him at trial. Just before the execution, members of Missourians to Abolish the Death Penalty and the Mid-Missouri Fellowship of Reconciliation gathered for a vigil last night outside of the Boone County Courthouse. Jeff Stack, a fellowship member, was there.
We think it's really important to show that killing is wrong for all people and for the state as well. So we just think it's really important to be out here affirming that basic right.
In a statement, Parsons said Dorsey, quote, punished his loving family for helping him in a time of need. Dorsey repaid them with cruelty, inhumane violence, and murder. Lane Sobolskis, KBIA News.
Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey is again suing the federal government over student loan forgiveness. The Missouri Independent reports Bailey is joined by a handful of state attorneys general in seeking to end a program that has waived $1.2 billion in student loans for 153,000 borrowers and limited payment amounts for 8 million others. Bailey was part of a legal challenge of an earlier program for student loan forgiveness, which resulted in the U.S. Supreme Court striking down the federal government's plan last June. I'm Harshon Ratanpal, KBIA News, Columbia.